Chan, joining us as part of the UK Coaching Week, tell us a little bit more about it.
Well, it's a campaign that's been launched by UK Coaching, who are the lead agency for coaching in the UK. And as a partner of them, England Netball are really excited that it's an opportunity to raise the profiling of what great coaching looks like, what it means to people, and really just promoting the importance of having such a great coach involved in experiences. Because at England Netball, we've had some fantastic programs, and we know we've got fantastic clubs and franchises and different sessions running all over the country. But if you don't have that great coach delivering it, we know we wouldn't get, you know, the tens of thousands of people playing netball that we do every week.
A good technical coach is only part of it, really. It's mental as well. So how important is that to have that off-court support?
Oh, massively. You know, a coach has a responsibility to take care of their own well-being as well, because it's a highly pressurised environment, especially when you're working at that elite end. And, you know, we really believe at netball, and I know it's a passion of UK coaching, that you need to coach the person that's in front of you, and not everybody turns up to netball with the same motivation as the person stood next to them. So it's really the job of the coach to unpick what that person wants, how they want their session to look like, and why they turn up in the first place. So as a coach, you've got to really develop those softer skills, as well as understanding the technical and tactical aspects of the sport.
And somewhere down the line as well, it'll be trying to drive a healthier generation.
Oh, massively. We know, you know, when people are trying to change their behaviours to become more active, healthier, more engaged in sport, that the coach is a critical part of that. So if we can help support coaches from all different backgrounds with loads of different skills to get involved and, you know, and get on courses and understand what it takes to be a coach, then no doubt that means that there's going to be better sessions, more sessions put on, with more people from a greater diversity of backgrounds attending and hopefully adopting that healthier lifestyle.
Are the resources available online?
Yeah, so what England Netball, so we have our page, englandnetball.co.uk/coaching, and on there is a variety of different videos. So if you're a teacher or you're coaching that key stage 3-4 age group, we've got videos that give you loads of ideas for skills and drills. We have our children's coaching videos that we recently launched in the last year or so, which again give you some great ideas around how to get, you know, young girls fun, active, involved in netball. But we also have our more formal offer, which is our UKCC courses that get you qualified and up and running as a coach delivering sessions. And really excitingly, we've got our coaching masterclass launched for the 7th of July, twinned with the Super League final. So we've run them previously alongside our major events, and it's really an opportunity for our coaches at all levels to hear from the best about what it takes to be a coach at that level. So the one that we have running on the 7th of July is by Maggie Jackson, who's ex-England and Mavericks coach, and Denise Ellis, who's ex-Team Bath assistant coach and Welsh coach and part of our National Academy setup. As part of the masterclass, that our coaches get to know what it takes to be a coach at major competitions. It could be that you're an under 14 coach at the England Netball Club Finals, or it could be that you're a year 7 coach taking your team to their local school finals. And what this masterclass gives you is a flavour of what it takes to deliver really great feedback, motivational talks at that quarter and half time moment at the final, but then also more critically after that final's been played, what's your responsibility as a coach to either sort of celebrate with those players the win and make sure they learn from the really positive moments from that final? But if you are on the losing side, what is your role as a coach to pick those players up, help them understand what went great, what needs to be developed, and how you move on from that? And we're really excited that that's alongside the Super League final, because this year's season has just been phenomenal. You don't know what team's going to take the win each weekend. So to be able to have our coaches come along, experience a major event, but also learn alongside it, that's really what we're trying to achieve at England Netball at the moment. And that's give our coaches the biggest variety of learning opportunities as possible, so they continue to be inspired to deliver our great sport.
People like Gary and Jackie, and they're almost as famous as the players these days.
I mean, I can't obviously speak personally for them, and I actually work with Gary. He's my counterpart, England Netball, so he's the head of officiating, and I myself am head of coaching. And right. It's actually a really great opportunity to work with Gary to understand where he wants to take officiating. And I think over the past couple of years, under his sort of chairmanship, we've really seen the officials in their own right be celebrated for what they bring to the game. I know the last few weeks on the England Netball officiating Twitter page, there's been some fantastic videos and stories about the likes of Jackie and other grassroots umpires. And I think for me, it's really important to remember that without the coaches and officials of the game, we wouldn't have the game of netball. And it takes a lot of hard work and dedication for the people at the top of their game to get there. And I know that Gary, you know, up until recently was the deputy head of a school, as well as a, you know, an official on a weekend and a weeknight and going to major champs. And I think it's fantastic that we're starting to see other characters of the game celebrated and as well known as the players.
Well, maybe not just this week, but it's important that great coaching continues day by day, week in, week out, and it's important that at least this week it's been highlighted.
Oh, I think it's a fantastic initiative. I mean, we saw it launched yesterday with Judy Murray on the BBC talking about, you know, how she started on her journey as a volunteer coach. And I think at the end of the day, I grew up as a player. I was inspired by my PE teacher to get involved in coaching, because I was so inspired to get involved in netball because of how much of her time she invested in me. And like you say, it might be one week in the year that the real spotlight's put on coaching, but you know, as we saw with Tracy at the Commonwealth Games, you know, her critical changes at fantastic moments were the things that were celebrated, but also the family feel she's given to the England Roses is also something equally worthy of celebration. And, you know, as head of coaching at England Netball, you know, I'm really proud of what we're trying to achieve in that area, whatever part of netball you're coaching, and to see somebody like UK coaching celebrating that 1 week this year, and hopefully every year after that, it only makes my job easier and helps those coaches that are there, you know, all hours of the day to think actually it's worth it, because I can see the effect it's having and the impact that my players are having in their life, being healthier and happier as a result.
So you mentioned the page on the England Netball website. Are you on Twitter as well?
Yeah, so we are at @ENCoaching_ on Twitter. So if you give us a follow, feel free to give us feedback. We need to hear from coaches around what you want from us as your governing body. And then if you search England Netball Coaching on Facebook, you'll also get a similar feel in terms of the resources, latest coaching messages and workshops. And yeah, we always want to hear from our coaches, and you know, we're really happy to hear from you and get some suggestions around what you want from us next.